welcome everybody. Protestant Spotlight here. Brother Dan Goodwin, Dr. Charles Hiltemiddle. Doc, there's so many things going on that we could talk about.
So many things.
The problem is we're not live. This is like a week and a half down the road before this airs.
By then, somebody else will blow something else up.
Yeah. I mean, as of this point, Israel has retaliated.
Yep.
But we don't even know for sure what happened yet.
Yeah.
I heard that they did hit the nuke plants, but you're telling me you don't think they did. I'm not sure anyone knows.
From what I heard last night and early this morning, our illustrious president told them anything but that.
Why would anybody listen to him?
Netanyahu for the last few days wouldn't take a phone call from any world leader.
Well, you know, there's evidence out there that Biden had something to do with Iran's strike on Israel.
Well, he'd already told him. Yeah, but make sure you do it in a limited way.
And you know,
by the way, they wouldn't have done it if he hadn't given $10 billion relief not long ago.
And you know what I think that was about? The Ukraine money that's tied to the Israeli money. I think that's why Biden wanted them to do it. I mean, I can't know that. I'm not the judge.
I don't know, but
we just look at what we have for facts and we try to make determinations. But
what we've discovered since we got a new leader in the Congress, we've discovered he's not near the man we were told he was.
I'm ashamed.
I am ashamed. He called himself a Christian.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I'm ashamed that he stood there and talked about the Bible and God.
Made a mockery of it.
And then he votes with the Democrats.
Not only that, but you know who his chief leader is, or advisor, his chief advisor?
Is it wrong?
He's connected to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a lobbyist for Ukraine.
Yeah.
No. So let's don't go down that road. Let's talk about...
We already did. let's turn around and come back.
My blood pressure's starting to go up, Dan. I'm glad I've read the last chapter and know how it ends.
Yeah. I thought we would talk about an article that just came out about digital currency.
Yeah, that's something that's going to happen. There's no stopping it.
Now, this is somebody named Tommy Tuberville. I've heard of him. He's the author of this article. Mm-hmm. This is from April 19th,
What magazine is that from?
Could be the Daily Caller.
Either that or Gateway Pundit.
It could be from... I got that on Liberty Daily, but...
Oh, okay,
but
yeah.
But where it originated, I'm not sure.
Yeah, where it originated, yeah.
He says a federally controlled digital dollar could mean the end of freedom for America.
It will.
And there's no could about it. It will.
It will.
It will. I think we for some reason, we keep trying to trust our government that they wouldn't use something the wrong way. And we give them powers thinking, well, they will never do it.
They don't have a track record except for that.
The whole track record, the whole 3 years or 4 years.
Yeah. It goes back further than that, even under Republican leadership.
Well, they just approved the warrant thing for the spying on the American people.
Yep.
They just approved that again. Yep. Our Speaker of the House stabbed us in the back again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spying on the American people, and they approved it again.
How many? I forget how many hundred thousand that they know of.
Yeah. Why do we trust those people? See, he goes into these briefings, and they scare him. This is what's going on in the world. We need this.
I'm not sure he was funny anyway.
Our government is more scary to me than any foreign government.
Absolutely.
Out there. Yeah. So Doc, this article is interesting. The digital dollar could mean the end of freedom in America. Let me just read a paragraph or two here. 68 countries, including China, communist China, are exploring the possibility of issuing a CBDC, digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
Pegged to the value of a national currency that allows for real-time payments. The European Union has a digital euro pilot program. All the BRICS nations, we've talked about those before. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa.
And about 10 more. Yeah.
Are working to stand up CBDCs. China's CBDC pilot program, the largest in the world, is being used by 260 million individuals. So while faster payments are a positive for markets, the economic growth, CBDCs present major risks. They would allow governments to monitor all transactions made by their citizens.
Yep.
But they wouldn't use that for bad reasons. I mean, the government wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but if it's
how stupid are we?
But if it's technology, somebody's controlling that technology.
Yeah. And I don't trust our government. Our founders didn't trust our government.
No, they didn't trust themselves.
And we were better people back then.
Yep.
And that's what he goes on to say here. Power corrupts, and no government should have that level of control. No wonder China and other regimes around the globe are eager to implement this.
But we understand that this has to be for the mark of the beast system down the road. And so if I think we're as close as we are, they've got to get a few bugs worked out, and they've just about got enough time to get that taken care of.
Doc, you're not setting dates again, are you? No, I'm just kidding. Revelation 13.
Any moment.
Revelation 13. In fact, we're going to use this in the program later, the TV show. But verse 4, they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? But you read on down through here, and you get to the mark of the beast. He exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And they're going to make an image down here. But then you get down to verse 15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. See, that's government power.
That's government
right there.
Power.
And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark. Now, that's power.
Yep.
That's an entity declaring, without me, you can do nothing.
And that's controlling their finances to buy or sell. And that's what this digital currency is going to do, Dan.
Yeah. Look what we've already allowed in this country. Look what we've allowed. We've allowed this government to... Some people are taxed 50% of their wages. Yeah. How did this ever happen in our country?
You know, when you study American history, you realize that there was no income tax, actually, until just before World War
I. Yep, 1917 or something.
And it was only 1%, and it was only taxed on the 1%.
And it was going to be temporary.
Yeah, well, everything's always temporary.
The government lies. They lie to us every day. People better wake up.
Yep.
And they're not our friend. Ronald Reagan was right. The most scary words is... Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. You remember?
Yeah.
That's Ronald Reagan.
Here to help.
They're here to help, all right. And they're kicking our doors in. They're doing warrantless. I mean, they're doing no-knock
and the lawfare that's taking place against any conservative movement and Christian movement.
We are in trouble. And now we can all discuss and argue, where this started, but I really believe a lot of it's in the corner of God's people who have gotten worldly and not right with God. And
well, I'm sure in every era of time we could see an incremental step, but Dan, I think really where the spiral effect that we're dealing with now, I think it began whenever I was a boy in my childhood, when they decided to kick the Bible and prayer out of education.
60s.
In the 60s.
Yeah.
From that moment forward, it has just... And now and it's one
now
thing after
evolution.
The other.
Evolution. Was that 60s evolution in the schools?
Oh, yes. But even in the... I grew up in the country, so I went to a very, very conservative rural school, and there was no evolution. Even though some of it might have been in the textbook, wasn't until I got to high school that I really was confronted with it.
That's when you realized you came from a monkey.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wow, what a great day in your life to realize I came from monkeys.
And by the way, the monkey that we used, to go out into space, we sent a monkey out in space before we sent a man out in space. Remember that?
Yep.
Well, we have that we have that monkey skull in our museum now, and they're running DNA testing on it right now to be able to prove, as if we need it, to be able to prove that it's impossible for a monkey to become a human being. But anyway, that's a side note. I get a little excited about some of the things we do in our museum, in our research there.
And that's down in Glen Rose, Texas.
Yeah.
So, folks,
Creation Evidences Museum.
Yeah.
.org.
And we have a lot of our people that watch our programs that are in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder how many of them realize that right there in there.
Well, I think a lot of them do. We've had an awful lot of folks come by over the years.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is back to our subject. We are not just America, but the entire world is coming together on this thing.
So let's tie this all in. You know, we're talking about how bad America's getting, and it's true.
Yep.
But now let's tell people where this is headed. This is biblical.
We are so deep in debt.
Yep.
There is no way in the world we can ever recover from it. So for them to give another 30 billion or 90 billion or whatever to Ukraine or Israel or whatever, it's all a fictitious thing anymore. So how are they going to balance the books one of these days when the economy does crash? And it's going to crash, Dan.
Yeah.
And this is how they'll bring it in.
Yeah.
And your $100 bill will only be worth $10 or whatever. I don't know what they'll do.
And when them yahoos up there decide, hey, we need more money, let's just have a vote. Let's take a one-time 10% out of everybody's account. We'll pay off the debt.
There you go.
You got no say in that. Just take it.
Yeah. And if you lock this in with like China's social crediting system, and if you give money to your church and that church is opposed to abortion or transgenderism or whatever, we're going to dock you because you gave money to a cause we don't approve and we're going to take it out of your... I'm telling you, this thing is dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
And secondly, how are you going to give to your church? There won't be any more offerings at the church.
It'll be like a lot of them are doing now.
That's right.
You pay on your phone.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I joked with some of our preacher friends. I said, well, you're going to have to get you one of them kiosks in the out in the foyer.
Yeah, next to the Starbucks in the lobby. Yeah. And look, if you're going to have a coffee shop at your church, don't use people who hate your guts and are promoting abortion like Starbucks. I mean,
that's right.
At least have some. At least use something that's decent.
Use a Black Rifle Company or whatever.
Yep. Yep. All right. So exciting days. We know that this is coming.
It's coming,
and we're just showing people that it's just about here.
And it's becoming a daily topic. If you study much of the news, somewhere you're going to find. In all the news outlets that we look at every day, you're going to find something to do with this subject.
Yeah, yeah, we're way down the road. You couldn't have imagined 30 years ago.
No.
You couldn't have imagined that we'd be where we're at right now.
That's right. But here we are.
And
as you often say, at the end of all things.
Yeah. All right. Well, we just got a couple seconds left. Thank you for listening in today. You can find us at prophecynaspali.com. And we'll see you next time. And until then, keep your eyes on them skies.